Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and I'm so glad to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 10th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 15. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and a wife, it is better not to marry." Jesus replied, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are those who choose to live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. And now we move joyfully into Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the field be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. And now we turn over to the book of Hosea. Today we are reading Hosea chapter 9. And in verse 9 today, there's a mention of Gibeah. It says, they have sunk deep into corruption as in the days of Gibeah. And I had to think, what was Gibeah? And I got a little help from my study Bible. And I went back and I read Judges 19 and 20. This is the story, the horrible story of a couple who had stopped to stay overnight in Gibeah, which is in the Benjamite nation. And some wicked men gathered around the house and demanded that the man come out so that they could do lewd acts with him. And instead, the traveler sends out the concubine, and it seems unclear, maybe the man sends out his concubine, and they abuse her all night long, and she dies on the threshold. And the story continues to get worse. The man travels on to where he was headed the next day, and then he cuts her up into 12 pieces, and he sends her to the 12 tribes of Israel, all these different pieces. And then the people of Israel gather together to talk about what they're going to do, and they end up going and fighting the people of Gibeah. And eventually the Lord prevails on the people of Gibeah, and they are defeated. Now, this horrible story is what Hosea is alluding to here when he says, as in the days of Gibeah, they had sunk into deep corruption. And he's saying, Israel, you are in deep corruption now, as in that time. So be looking for that verse when we come to it. But let's begin with Hosea chapter 9. Do not rejoice, Israel. Do not be jubilant like the other nations, for you have been unfaithful to your God. You love the wages of a prostitute at every threshing floor. Threshing floors and wine presses will not feed the people. The new wine will fail them. They will not remain in the Lord's land. Ephraim will return to Egypt and eat unclean food in Assyria. They will not pour out wine offerings to the Lord, nor will their sacrifices please him. Such sacrifices will be to them like the bread of mourners. All who eat them will be unclean. This food will be for themselves. It will not come into the temple of the Lord. What will you do on the day of your appointed festivals, on the feast days of the Lord? Even if they escape from destruction, Egypt will gather them, and Memphis will bury them. Their treasures of silver will be taken over by briars, and thorns will overrun their tents. The days of punishment are coming. The days of reckoning are at hand. Let Israel know this. Because your sins are so many, and your hostility so great, the prophet is considered a fool, the inspired person, a maniac. The prophet, along with my God, is the watchman over Ephraim, yet snares await him on all his paths, and hostility in the house of his God. They have sunk deep into corruption, as in the days of Gibeah. God will remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins. When I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. When I saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree. But when they came to Baal Peor, they consecrated themselves to that shameful idol and became as vile as the thing they loved. Ephraim's glory will fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, no conception. Even if they rear children, I will bereave them of every one. Woe to them when I turn away from them. I have seen Ephraim like Tyre, planted in a pleasant place. But Ephraim will bring out their children to the slayer. Give them, Lord, what you will give them. Give them wombs that miscarry and breasts that are dry. Because of all their wickedness in Gilgal, I hated them there. Because of their sinful deeds, I will drive them out of my house. I will no longer love them. All their leaders are rebellious. Ephraim is blighted. Their root is withered. They yield no fruit. Even if they bear children, I will slay their cherished offspring. My God will reject them because they have not obeyed Him. They will be wanderers among the nations. Before we close today, I want to take us back to Matthew chapter 19. I thought it was so precious that Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." What do you think it means that we have to become childlike in order to enter the kingdom? Perhaps it means that we have to have the faith of a child, coming and trusting in the Lord God. Or perhaps it's their receptiveness, and in contrast to the stubbornness of religious leaders who let their education and sophistication stand in the way of a simple faith. And so today, as we close, let us pray that the Lord would give us a faith like a child, and also let us pray for the children of the church that the Lord would bless them. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather around your word. Help us to be a people who are simple in our faith, that we trust in you. Give us, Lord, opportunities to remind ourselves of your word and of the many blessings that you have given us. And we pray for the children of our church. Lord, it is difficult to grow up in a society where everything is at your fingertips. And we ask, Lord, for your protection over our children. We ask, Lord, that their heart would beat according to yours, and they would be drawn to your word and to fellowship with believers here. Continue, Lord, to grow them in wisdom and stature and favor with you and favor with others. Please draw those who have not professed faith to relationship with you, and grow all of those who have professed faith so that their lives match up with what they believe. We pray this for ourselves as well, Lord. Help us to be a people who walk in obedience and in step with your word and with your heart. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.